Doing?
Spanning the globe to bring joy to one and all.
All right, boys, prepare to be dazzled.
Righting the wrongs.
That's what I'm talking about!
Your daily dose of positive nuggets.
Ah, I'm so happy I can't even feel my arms!
A show for the faint of heart.
It's crazy, it's crazy, it's crazy.
Spreading sprinkles of knowledge as far as the eye can see.
You is talking loco, and I like it.
Jay Daniels.
Well, there's nothing like experimenting.
Kevin James.
My life is good, really good.
It's that I just don't care.
And anyone else who wants to work for free. It's Spokane's official morning show, Jay and Kevin.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some trouble, but when you worry you make it double. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy now. Don't worry, be happy.
Can you turn me up a little bit?
You want,
I can't really hear you.
You can't hear? Oh, you want the louder this way?
Yeah.
Oh, how about that?
There, thank you. Appreciate that.
Oh. Now can you hear me on the air? Apparently I have a different button to push today.
Be happy.
Let me see. My wife's letting me know. Hey, all right. We got it. All right. There we go. Hey, change the button on me, bro.
Oh, are we now on?
We're on now, though.
Okay.
Yeah, they changed the button.
Bro, why did you do that?
What, yeah. Bro?
Yeah. It happens, Warren. It happens. They changed the button on you, and you don't even know.
Oh, man.
It's the one that's third from the right.
Oh, third from the right.
As opposed to the first one.
Yeah, the first. Yeah,
you know,
third.
Yeah. So if you took the first, and you took the third, and then you took the third of the first, and the first of the third. You like that LaCroix water?
I do. I actually really like it.
Do you ever think it's overcarbonated?
No. No, I. The more carbonation, the better.
Hold on. I'm as happy as I can get.
That's a bunch of happiness.
Thank
you.
Perfect.
Yeah, that was as happy as I could get, fellas. I had to take that out of there. So what? You don't ever think that?
No, it can't have too much carbonation.
You can't. Oh, really? Do you ever drink the really, really carbonated water?
No, Lori loves it that way.
But you're more of a flat beverage?
Well, not flat, but just a little less carbonation.
I got you. I got you. What flavor is that?
Oh, I don't know. I just grabbed it out of
the
box.
That's hilarious. That's exactly what I do.
Beach peach. Beach plum.
Oh, easy.
I'm never any good at identifying
beach,
the flavors.
Beach plum.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's why, too. What is that?
What is that? I got nothing.
Beach is in, like, the water and that kind of beach?
Yeah. What other kind of beach? Like, you think
there might be? Well, I wasn't sure if you said peach plum.
Like the edge of the ocean?
Peach fuzz?
Yeah.
Right there on the edge. I'm enjoying this seat, though.
Yeah, you got Kevin's chair today, yeah, man.
You do look
nice.
Very relaxed.
I am all the way in, man.
Oh, yeah, that nice.
I was just... Makes it. I need one of those to get more attentive.
Oh, the folding chairs? They are comfy.
Yes, that'll make me more attentive. I can tell you.
I know how that works. Whatever it takes to stay, you know, up and going.
Yeah, I'm fine.
Thanks to Chuck for stopping by. He's awesome, and he was already here and made a donation.
Wow.
Yeah, a longtime friend, Chuck.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Uh-huh. You know him.
I do.
Yeah, you know Chuck. Yeah. I think
Chuck.
You know him too.
Do I?
Yeah.
Yeah. Sure.
To work
I do.
Security at the arena.
Oh yeah.
You know him.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
You,
yeah,
you,
yeah. Yeah.
What, Chuck?
Everybody knows Chuck. Chuck's awesome. So, yeah, day three of the 29th annual Jay and Kevin Food Drive. And is it weird today? Because it feels like it's like 50. It might be.
Yeah,
50.
I think it might be, actually. I actually wore too much on
me
the
too.
Clothing
me
aspect
too.
Of life.
Yeah.
What's up? Oh, I'm sorry. It was for all those who couldn't understand why I just said sup, it's because Steve is videoing it.
Oh, I see. Like, I understand. What's up?
To be posted shortly.
Yeah, can't wait. It should be in. Incredibly entertaining. 51.
Okay, that's 51 why it degrees. Feels like it's 50.
Let's see what. Let's see if we can guess what Warren's drinking on this fine morning at 6 a.m.
Oh, it's
what
would, you,
would it be?
Herbal tea.
Herbal tea. What do you think he's drinking, Steve?
Ooh, herbal tea is a good
herbal
guess.
Herbal tea's hard, yeah.
Let me see here. He is drinking orange soda.
Orange soda out of his coffee cup. I'm going to say a...
Vanilla chai latte.
Sugar-free... Chai tea with a pinch of nutmeg and a squeeze of lemon and 1/2 teaspoon of vanilla creamer.
I'm going to go with black coffee.
Oh, whoa, really? What do you got, Warren?
Black coffee.
No way.
Although the half a spoon or whatever that was.
Nutmeg.
Well, no, the other one after that.
The vanilla creamer.
Oh, boy, that sounds awful good, doesn't it?
You drink black coffee like your entire life. Now all of a sudden, you're just going to go with some creamer?
Maybe.
Yeah. He's going rogue, man.
Have you ever put anything in your coffee other than like a finger and a spoon?
When I first started drinking coffee, I did.
Well, you were a rookie, though.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, that's why.
I used to sip it from my mom's cup, see, and she put cream and sugar in it.
For real?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Hey, calm down.
Oh, okay. Well, that scared me.
That's what happens when Kevin shows up.
I got to give up the seat.
No, you don't. You were here first.
Okay. I was thinking he's probably, because I saw the remote button there, and I thought maybe he was doing it from elsewhere.
Oh, yeah, it does say remote. That's why I didn't know for sure I was supposed to use that button.
Gotcha.
So I used that button, and then I was like, oh. It has Kevin's name on it.
That's what I was thinking.
Is that the number 3 button?
That's the 3, Warren. Yes, thank you. Remind me every time we go on, it's 3 instead of 1 this time, and I don't remember. Yeah. I just start guessing.
Are you number 1?
It depends who you ask.
Well, I know. If we asked Denise, she'd say like...
She would say it every time.
Oh, yeah.
Many others might say number 2.
Well...
I'm in the two category.
Are you? Yeah. Sorry about it.
I'm in the two camps.
Sorry about it. Yeah.
2C.
I had something happen on the way to work this morning that I have only seen maybe twice in my life. I'll tell you what it is coming up next.
Oh no.
Yeah. See that tease, now, Warren?
I like
that.
The Big 99.9 Coyote
Country. The 29th annual Jay and Kevin Food Drive on the Big 99.9 Coyote Country. Brought to you in part by Northern Quest Resort and Casino and BECU. Now, live from R&R RV, 525 East Francis, here are Jay and Kevin.
All right, welcome back to R&R RV. It's day number 3. This is kind of like where we really start to slowly put our foot down on the gas a little bit, like coming around, you know, turn 3.
Turn 3.
I feel
no,
that's
turn
a,
2.
2, you think?
I think.
Well, I thought we had yesterday.
Yeah,
was
Thursday's 2. Turn 3.
And Friday's turn 4.
Yep.
Okay. How about we're on the back stretch? How about that?
Yep.
Yeah, we're on the back stretch. We're trying to speed up a little bit.
Yep.
Because obviously, if we're not ready for the big finish on Friday, you can't be way, way behind.
No, you're not going to win.
In donations, yeah. It's right. Exactly. Like, well, unless you're like a horse, because it seems like the guy in the back a lot of times gets a good push and he ends up winning. You ever see that just happen this weekend?
Yeah.
It was, what's his name? It was the four-legged one with the guy in his back.
Oh, Seabiscuit?
Yeah, Seabiscuit.
Really?
You guys remember that one, right?
Oh, sure.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, sure.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Warren and Monty are here in their uniforms.
Yeah.
Thank you, fellas.
You guys look great.
Yeah.
Did
he hasn't
get
changed
just a
his hairstyle in 50 years.
Did you, is that your Monty impression?
Yeah.
Monty's very casual. Did you take a picture, Steve, of these two guys in their uniforms?
You know, not yet. I can't.
Okay, well, I mean, please it doesn't have to happen now.
Yeah, yeah.
Stop
I'll,
it.
Please don't.
Stop it. You look ready to help.
I'm going to take it off.
No.
Yes.
Keep it on.
I've only seen this, like, maybe 2 times in my entire life. And I saw it today from a long way away. I was driving to work, you know, when it's dark there, eh?
I was pins and needles waiting for this.
I'm sure you were. It was a long time ago, so it was still dark. Oh, wait, it's dark now.
Right.
Yeah.
And I saw there was a car just fully engulfed in fire.
Oh, yeah.
How many times have you seen that? It doesn't happen very often.
I've probably seen it, maybe 3 times in my life.
Steve?
This wasn't on our way here, was it?
No.
Oh, okay. Jeez.
The most observant man in the world is now concerned he missed a car fire while driving here.
It was hot. It was flaming. There was smoke.
Yeah, I didn't see any of that.
And I think 2 of the ones that I've seen have been RVs.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Ooh.
So then maybe like a total of like 4 times I've seen it.
Okay.
Yeah. Steve, have you seen one before?
I think 1 time I've seen it.
It's just so weird. I saw emergency vehicles headed that way, so I didn't, you know, call anybody or anything, but yeah, just the whole engine compartment just going.
Yikes.
Yeah, that's what I said. I did say, actually out loud, I said yikes.
Ah,
yeah.
I feel like Monty, in your years of being Monty, you've probably been in a situation where something's caught fire like that.
How many years have you been, Monty?
What? How many years have I been what?
Monty.
Oh, for a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, but how many?
Most of your life,
since
I would imagine.
Since day one.
Yeah.
He's a tiger. Oh,
oh yeah, he is.
How about setting him on fire?
Setting it on fire?
That's yeah, that's been part of my deal.
That's different.
Yeah. Okay. Just assisting a fire team.
Oh, so they were, it was like for like a demo, right? Or for like practice.
And then speaking of demos, that's where I've seen a majority of them.
Yeah.
Demolition Derby.
But that, I mean, that's kind of to be expected. So
yes.
I don't think I've ever actually seen one out in the wild, so
oh,
to speak.
Wow. Out in the wild.
where you're just driving along and go, oh, that car's on fire.
Yeah, what's odd so is two of them that I can remember vividly happened at the top of the Sunset Hill. After you take the little exit to go to Airway Heights.
It was one of them Max's truck? Because isn't it his right that spot?
No, yeah, and it's weird.
Both times it was Max's truck.
The one was the motorhome and one was just a little car burning up.
Is that because when you go up the Sunset Hill, you're so close to the sun?
Maybe that's it.
That's got to be it, Warren.
You're the car guy.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but I don't set him on fire. Yeah.
I'm going to tell you, if you saw Max's old truck on fire. Max's old truck had flames all over the side of it.
It did.
Like, whether it was on fire or not, it had flames.
Oh.
And it'd be ironic. I mean, wouldn't you be like, well, oh, yeah. That's kind of weird.
So I do have kind of the best story ever.
Prove it.
Oh, you'll like it.
Prove it.
Back in the day when dynamite was actually accessible.
Uh-oh.
My dad.
This is off to a good start.
No, this is actually pretty good.
Steve, remember that time when you had that dynamite?
we had a wrecking yard. Dave's Auto at Cheney, Washington. And for 4th of July, he would take his fourth forklift, and he would stack several cars on top of each other.
Okay.
All right? And there was a ditch underneath the cars.
Sure.
And he'd put a couple sticks of dynamite underneath the cars.
And blow up the cars?
Shoot it with a 308.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of it.
All the way across. Boom.
And the cars would, like, launch into the air.
Oh, yeah.
No way.
Yeah, that was our 4th of July. Well,
that's a different experience.
Were you,
that's a different
were you guys in the cars?
Oh, no. But
were you in the car?
But there was,
oh, gosh.
There's
boys,
so many,
get in there. Get in come the on, cars. Boys.
There's I mean, so many stories, but no, not at that time.
Yeah, I mean, he's reckless, but he's not that reckless, Kevin. Come on.
That's why you're a junkyard dog, man.
Yeah.
Ooh,
yeah.
Junkyard dog.
Yeah, like he that. Is. Yeah, he is the dog.
We,
woof!
Okay. Oh boy!
I don't even understand.
I just barked at Monty.
Yeah. And we used to get in cars, and of course the employee got in trouble for this. But he would lift us up in the car and then drop the car,
like off the forklift or
yes,
off like the a car or something.
No, off the forklift.
Oh.
Yeah, just that was fun. Huh. That was
yeah,
enjoyable.
Why wouldn't it be?
Yeah. Wow, that's
hang on.
That's a different childhood.
It is.
Yeah.
I mean, my mom locked us out of the house. I don't. It's not like
well,
it. I mean, it's you know, it still was different. It wasn't quite to that level.
No.
You'd have. Did your parents parent irresponsibly like Monty's?
Well, no. I
that one I'm going to say was not a parenting irresponsibly.
That's true.
That
yeah.
guy got in trouble, but we had a ball.
Yeah, I was going to say
that's all that matters.
That's
yeah.
right. Yeah.
Yeah. Steve, you didn't you skip piano lessons once?
Okay, Kevin.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country. The 29th Annual Jay and Kevin Food Drive on the Big 99.9 Coyote Country. Brought to you in part by Northern Quest Resort and Casino and BECU. Now, live from R&R RV, 525 East Francis, here are Jay and Kevin.
All right, thank you. It is day three. Also want to thank Star Rental for helping us out, Patera and LJ Oil. Thank you all for being part of the 29th Annual Jay and Kevin Food Drive. Just want a couple things before we go crazy here. There's some schools, and it's not too late if you have a school that's not involved in the food drive. I did see a school yesterday. They probably had, how big are those white boxes, Monty, would you say, like height?
Oh, they're 36 by 24 by 24.
Okay. And so I saw about, they had like maybe two or three of those boxes full. But
wow.
I think you know, it's not like it's too late also. You know, I mean, we're having a contest like the classroom that collects the most.
Gets a pizza party.
They get a pizza party. But that's really not the, I mean, that's not, it's not like, oh, well,
it's
I'm not going to win the pizza party, so I'm not going to do it.
It's a fun bonus.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
It's 8% of it.
It's 8.5% of it,
8.5,
Steve. Yes,
yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That's the 8.5% of the reason to do it is what he meant. Were you tracking
like,
on that?
No, I wasn't until okay. You just clarified.
Also, one thank of my you, favorite things... You're welcome, buddy. Also, one of my favorite things on the planet is Warren right now.
Yeah.
There's two things.
I was going to say, can someone tell him?
One, he's distracted and on his phone.
He's not paying attention to the show.
But, number two, your flashlight's on your phone.
It is? That's funny. I don't care who you are right there. That's funny.
And then I looked down as he turned it towards my eyes. That was great.
There's a reason that I'm on my phone.
I figured you're trying to research something.
Is there a reason that your flashlight's on?
I'm trying to see if our Tuesday coffee group can get together and get some groceries.
Oh, that would
be
great. Thank you. Yeah, I appreciate that. And I was just going to say that, Warren, you know, if you're in any sort of group, book club, dance club, whatever, or you just got buddies, friends, you know. Reach
what about
out.
A fantasy football league? Have
bro, that's a great one. Let's give it up for Kevin.
Yeah,
right
Kev.
Well, I don't know if we got to scream about it though.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, pretty screamy.
But
get out of hand, don't I?
But yeah, that's a great idea because there's a lot of those. And you know, just be the guy, be the gal who just texts the group and say, "Hey, I know we're usually talking about trades here, but sometimes things are more important."
Yeah. This would be one of them.
Yeah. Even if you just said, "Hey, guys, there's a food drive." And you don't want to have to collect the food. I kind of get that. But just say, text the word food to 509-441-0999. And then, believe me, that's going to help a lot.
And I know that, you know, cash is king here.
Yeah, absolutely.
We all understand that. But if you can't, I'm sure, by golly, that you can go through your pantry and find some stuff to bring down.
Oh,
yeah absolutely.
I did that this weekend in anticipation of the J. Kevin Food Drive.
Wow.
Thank you, Monty.
And I think I gathered up probably 100 pounds of stuff easily.
That's
jeez,
awesome.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you for doing it.
I mean, I'm not trying to toot my own horn. It's just, it's
no,
that
but
easy.
That's how you do it.
That's that easy.
Hey, tooting is, wait, let me start over.
Okay.
tooting your own horn is allowed when there's a charitable scenario.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll go a different direction here, Jay. Shout out to Christy. Who just came by, you know.
Names are hard.
I'm sorry. I apologize. She just dropped off a bunch of food right now.
Yeah, absolutely. That's very nice.
Very nice. So easy.
You guys want to say hi to my daughter?
Sure.
Say hi.
Where is she?
Hi, Emma.
I don't know if they're still in range, but yeah, they left.
Oh,
today.
I see what you're saying. Emma. I was like, is she under the table? Is she over there napping.
Yeah. It's like one of those little kindergarten beds.
We're saying hi to Emma while she drives.
Yeah. Or passengers.
Hi, Emma.
Is she heading east or west?
East, yeah. Moving to Indianapolis today.
Well, I didn't know if they had some more good stuff to go get. Or
no, I got out of that spot.
Okay.
I almost said a different word, but.
Right.
Yeah.
No more needed. No more needed.
Right. Good. More of a compound
Hey,
word.
Warren.
Yeah.
Do you know where Emma's heading today?
Indianapolis, Indiana.
You're very smart. And you almost paid attention. Was that a memory, or did you hear me say it? Like
I heard you say it.
Okay.
Because he's on his phone. He's very
Kevin with the quiz
on his phone. And I just wanted to see if he actually heard it.
Yeah, but he's doing it for the kids, Kevin.
He is. Yeah.
But also Indianapolis, Indiana. I mean, they have like a racetrack there.
Yeah, that's true. Easy to remember.
Yeah. They sure do.
Just next time, just don't preface the question with his name, so you don't actually get his attention.
Good one.
Yeah, that's a lot harder. What are you going to do, throw something at him?
Yeah, I could.
Yeah.
I mean, I could throw stuff at him.
I'll give you the head nod and you smack
what
him
is
in the shoulder.
Emma's husband's name?
Are you asking Warren?
Well, Monty said
I know, I understand, but we're in radio, so I got it.
I'm sorry, I don't remember.
That's okay.
I met him.
Yeah. What, do you know what it is, Monty?
No, I'll be honest, I don't.
It's okay.
It's not Dirk.
No, it is not
Dirk.
You're in the right half of the alphabet?
Yeah, that's correct. That's correct.
I can see it. I just
starts with the same letter as my name.
Ooh, good call. Jared, first two letters.
Jared, no.
Which is why it was allowed.
Is it Jim?
Jared.
Well, first two letters are the same as my name.
Say Jay's name when you say his name.
James.
Ooh, that's you know what? That's close. That's good. Good guess.
Ooh, this is a fun game.
This is it?
I know. I don't know.
It's Jamie.
Jacob.
Jacob!
Hey! Is he the guy with the ladder? Okay, never mind that.
Wow. What time do you have to go today?
Real soon.
I'm gonna go ahead and pour out the rest of his coffee.
Yeah. Ooh, you know what? That's actually good. It's like if you tell a bad joke, we pour your coffee out.
I'm just not going to say anything.
Don't want to risk it.
Because there's a really good chance that I do that.
That's hilarious.
We do an eighth at a time, or you get an eighth added.
If it's good, we give you a little boost. If not, it doesn't
so much. It's a little treat.
Stop by and see us. Don't forget the match hour starts at 7 o'clock this morning. Or if you can't, you know, if you're like, well, guys, I got to work at 7. I'm going to be there at 6:49. Yeah, we're good.
We'll match.
Yeah, we're good.
I mean, well, we won't. We won't do anything. We'll just put it in Northern Quest's match.
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, and they're totally fine with that. So stop by, and we're at 525 East Francis. It is R&R RV.
The 29th annual Jay and Kevin Food Drive on the Big 99.9 Coyote Country. Brought to you in part by Northern Quest Resort and Casino and BECU. Now, live from R&R RV, 525 East Francis, here are Jay and Kevin.
All right, well, yes, we have some people stopping by right now. That's the beauty of being across from the Eagles Ice Arena.
Yeah.
When these kids have hockey practice, you know, they swing right by.
That's awesome. Well, this gentleman has just brought you some Reese's.
This?
Yeah. In lieu of the
Tootsie Roll?
The Tootsie Roll.
Oh. God bless you. You're a good man. Yeah, absolutely. Our pleasure. Appreciate you. I know.
Off to
At
hockey.
Least it's close.
Oh, well, I figured they were done with hockey already.
Doesn't it just start getting ramped up now?
No, he means like time of day.
This morning, yeah. Oh. It's one of these hockey kids are different, man.
Yeah,
they're built different. They got to, you know, it's like, hey, what time do you have practice? At 5 a.m.
Yeah, no
Jake
kidding.
Jake and Colby.
Yeah, Jake and Colby. Yeah, there's only there so you many. Thank you, buddy.
Which one was which?
Jake was the driver, I believe, and Colby was the passenger.
The
hockey player.
Yes, yeah, the hockey player.
Yeah, the Ute. The Ute.
At least I think so.
Yeah. Ute.
Okay. Maybe I got that mixed around. I'm sorry if I do.
Mixed
around, is that not right?
Maybe
is
I got that mixed around.
Good Lord, when did Reese start making these? The Super King size?
Yeah, $15.
Yeah.
There's six of them.
Holy smokes.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I've only seen King size before, never Super King. Yeah,
look at that.
Well, yeah, but you know what? After I had to choke down that Tootsie Roll for Steve the other day and posted that video, people felt sorry for us.
I bet they did.
Well, I don't know why. You. It was delicious.
How do you know? I had to eat it.
Yeah. Because I mean, that's his favorite.
It is, I know.
Fifth favorite can.
I know. What was that?
I don't understand.
What do you mean?
Let's go ahead and start at one. Let's do that.
Steve, never going to be forgotten, Steve.
Let's start at
my
one.
My apologies.
Warren, if someone asks you, if someone asks you, what's your top five, like, I better go top three.
Yeah, thank you, because that takes too long.
This might be a month. What are your top five favorite TV shows of all time? Do you start at number three, or do you start at number one?
I would probably start at number one.
Hmm. Thank you, Warren, because it is weird, because, yeah.
Unless you say countdown. But,
yeah. Well, I mean, only for the radio. Only for the radio, yeah. I mean, like, I don't know if in daily conversation it's the same.
No, I think if it's in a daily conversation, they're like, what's your three favorite TV shows of all time?
I think
your favorite
name
one's
off.
Probably coming off.
Yeah,
coming
I think that's right.
You're going to name the three.
Yeah, you're going to
and probably not be in any order, but...
Yeah, but for radio, if you're
and
on the
no
air...
there's no drum roll sound effect.
Yeah, right?
Which, Steve, you are on the air.
You are on radio.
Just in case you didn't know.
Thank you. Yeah. I mean, we're here to remind.
I appreciate it.
Subtly
that.
Remind.
Yeah.
What are your favorite TV shows of all time? Kind of curious now.
Well, probably Star Trek Next Generation.
Yes.
Is what, you know.
I knew there'd be a Star Trek. Uh-huh. I just didn't know which one.
Yeah. And then, I don't know, gosh, there's so many.
There are a lot, I've noticed,
NCIS, SVU, Law and Order.
NCIS is awesome.
Yeah.
And
no prompting.
NYPD Blues, NYPD, no, Blue Bloods.
Tom Selleck.
Tom Selleck, yeah.
The Stash.
Yeah.
The
Stash. That guy's awesome.
He is.
It's every Tuesday on ION, just in case you're curious.
Yeah.
I don't know if you want to binge watch.
And then...
You're welcome.
Blue Bloods still making new seasons, too, right?
Yeah.
I believe so, yeah.
They came, but yeah, they were almost didn't, and then they're coming back.
Look at that. So that was two.
I thought I did three.
That's close enough.
Okay. You did if you Round took up. NCIS.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
I just always remember him talking about that one, so.
As far as just backup shows, I love the old westerns.
Sure, yeah.
Backup shows.
How many... What's the most number of shows? Have you ever binge-watched like a series? Like you sit there and you watch, you know, five episodes in a row, whether it's already on TV or you streamed it or whatever. Have you ever binge-watched a show?
Yes, Dexter.
And how many episodes do you think you watched in a row? The most episodes you've ever watched in a row.
Probably five or something.
I just had a weird, weird deja vu. Like I asked him that. You ever get those where you ask him?
Oh, yeah, all the time.
God, that was weird. That was the weirdest thing ever.
Yeah. Previous life experience.
No, for real. I was just like, I thought I could see myself asking it standing in the studio. Yeah. I just weirded myself out. Back to you.
That is weird when that happens.
It just really blew me away. So you said five?
Yeah, I think so, five.
Have you ever binge-watched a show?
Yeah.
How many episodes you think?
This old house for him.
No,
he's living that show.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's for sure.
I'm going to say I can't sit that long.
I know, it's hard, yeah.
So probably max would be four.
Okay, and then whether they're an hour, half hour, doesn't matter?
No, it'd be, when they're streaming and there's no commercials, they're like 43 minutes.
Absolutely, yeah.
And then, but like if they're designed for streaming, then they're an hour, you know.
I got you, yeah.
I'd say probably the Game of Thrones would be the one that I would have watched
and
the most in a row.
And you could watch four, yeah. Yeah. I don't know, man. I because of my wife loves to do those long streaming sessions where we're like, I mean, it's easy to blame her because she's not here. But,
yeah, absolutely.
You notice I just threw her right under the bus there?
Yeah.
Like a nice rainy day, you could probably get in five.
Oh, I've done way more than 10. Really? I've done a whole season.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say, I know that I've done from
10,
like probably 7 o'clock at night until, with the intent of like midnight, and then it being like 4 a.m.
We either did Breaking Bad or Ozark from like 6 p.m. to like 3 a.m. one time.
No kidding.
Ozark was one. Yeah, Jay, that was one for me too where it was just like, dude, I want to see what happens next.
Absolutely, yeah. It's always the dramas that do a great job of, you know, cliffhanging, because, man, I remember that, doing that 9-hour one and paying for it the next day.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah. Baby, yeah.
Well, I mean, like I said, I would only consider that, we would, if it was like a rainy or a really cold, snowy day.
Yeah, you're locked in.
And you don't have anything else really pressing.
All right, if it's 110.
There's that.
Yeah, there.
There's the other one. People always blame the winter for that, but I think sometimes the summer is just as bad if it's hot.
So true.
Second Harvest Food Bank is collecting donations. We are their proxy? Sure.
We are. You know what? We're the middleman today.
Yeah, we are.
This is the one time, you know, it's fun to be the middleman.
Absolutely.
We've got Steve back here now. Oh, first of all, we got to say thanks to Papa Dog.
Papa Dog, what up?
Papa Dog. Yeah. He is
It should
also
be a song. Is there a song with your name in it? There should be. I feel like there should be. It just lends itself to
also,
the song.
You
every
know,
time you say it, I think of Papa Top. You remember that song?
Oh, yeah.
Papa Top again.
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah.
I'll have another round.
Oh, again?
I'm sorry. Oh, sorry, brother. Sorry. I hit him in his sore elbow.
Oh.
He had great restraint. See, the good news is he can't punch me because I'm on this side.
Yeah.
But he looked at me and I was like, What? I know that look because I've seen that look, and I reached over and tapped him. And he goes, "Do you want to hit my elbow again?" Sorry, Kev. Stop by and see us. Who do we have, Steve? Who was that lady?
Joyce was very nice.
Joyce, very nice.
Very nice.
I couldn't help Joyce. Myself.
Yeah. And Papa Dog, you know, he dropped off. He said, I only have one piece of paper I can give you guys.
Yeah.
And it was our favorite piece of paper.
It's
challenging all contractors.
There it is.
And cops.
Good job.
Nice.
Uh-huh.
Double.
Nice job,
like
Papa Dog.
Double challenge.
Copsandcontractors.com.
Oh, and you know what? I'm going to throw another one in because, you know, his son, Billy Moon.
Yeah.
Played baseball at Gonzaga.
GU, baby.
Yeah. Big. And
oh, nice.
Billy, we were just discussing how back in the day, he used to be called William.
Oh, okay.
In select league, they started calling him Billy. And
I got
just stuck. And, but any parent who is taking kids to baseball practice
or hockey football practice
or spending all of your money, there.
Yeah.
Or spending all your money.
For sure.
Save a little bit and drop it off here.
That's a great
That's
idea.
That's a good challenge as
Absolutely.
Well.
Absolutely. All right, stop by and see us, 525 East Francis. It is the 29th annual Jane Kevin Food Drive. The Big 99.